The teenagers have finally crossed my line. Teenagers have always been a little rebellious, which is perfectly understandable with me. At first, the teenagers unloaded the trail of proscription. Then the teenagers ran afoul of the constabulary. Reduce me! Reduce for me! The line that Mustafeo has drawn. For this is the battle cry of all who require. It's all the same, and it's the little ones they demand. The more they demand every day, the more the acknowledgement of my creed is my slightest sense of deed. But all the same, they still demand, these teenagers. I feed you, and you stink. It's high time we had the tremendous response from this constabulary. And all of you who have supported me since the beginning, I thank you. A teary mist covers my eyes. Today, I will offer a tearful, frank, heartfelt thank you from my bottom. I thank you for thinking of me, this message. This restless soul is about to go off the track. And tonight, I will tell you about me. I have told you about me, but there is still much to discuss. Have I not thanked you enough? For the manner in which I support the greater interests of me, now I know is a clam resolution of cosmic nothingness. Not quite yet, because I was the woman who had everything, yet I estimated that I had nothing. I dedicated my many years of youth to looking after a hungry butterfly and a banana. I got party lights. And I have a laundry room full of undergarments waiting for the cleaners. I spry my socks clean with a real stickler. My socks? Do you really think it's enough to keep me from licking in the building? These days I taste more and more like a banana. And my favorite flavor is cookie. At the end there's Tootsie. Remember, I used to run the table as fast as I could just to get to the one cookie that they would let me have. And it was some cookie. Well done, they tell me. Some hell of a cookie even for me, Mustafeo. Under different circumstances, I'd have a different name. But I'd be less enthusiastic about the whole meet and greet due to my mild dairy intolerance. Music. They say that in show business, either a suit fits when you try it on or it doesn't. So please don't leave me to the tailor. I have grape chewing gum, and he says bye-bye, but that's another story. The tailor racket also said bye-bye, and that's also another story. How do I crack thy open with a 10-foot spoon? Oh, Mustafeo, I have made you look so haggy. Children, I only used to let you paint my portrait, and the little ones make Mustafeo look so haggy. These children take delight when I blow up balloons, and then with a snap of the finger we go on learning trips together. A learning trip? To see what Mr. Bear has to say? Of course, Mustafeo will be grateful for anything Mr. Bear can learn us. For instance, learn us this dance step, Mr. Bear, then run up the street and leave me and my friends alone, you bully. Once I posed for a lot of 12-year-old girls who wanted to try their hands for a little painting. Mustafeo said that it would be sit still for 3 days, until their portraits of me were all entirely finished, and the very best of what they could do. Now you know, I sit in a chair against the wall with the light from many eastern windows upon me, while the battery of 4 little girls faced me for 3 days, peering at me. Now a room full of adults always adds up to a good deal of depressing noise and chatter. Very, very depressing always, but with 4 children, it is a din. It is pandemonium. And children, of course, even when staring at me, lack the power of prolonged, silent, focused concentration. Especially upon me, because I require an unbearable mental struggle and effort. Imagine, if you can, the difficulty of expressing all that I am flat on paper. The totality of me on a piece of paper, can you imagine? And to draw from me the front view of a frightful problem. Moreover, to paint me onto the piece of paper for the first time, I can only describe this by saying it is like trying to make something exquisitely accurate and microscopically queer while getting out of Dad's car holding a blueberry pie. Perhaps after long periods, or so the children would groan a yell of despair. Oh, Mustafa, I made you look so haggy. Only with reluctance did these children let me rest, because it was hard to be torn from this rendering of me. But the moment their brief rest time that I had eventually allowed them was over, their deep religious absorption of me was supplanted by a typical uproar, shouting, interrupting, and whacking, thumping that one normally gets from children. Say around the pizza, you know, even the dogs begin to weave in and out.